gas ballooning? Why not just use hot air? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. At last year's Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, ANN's Jim Campbell talked with master balloonist Mark Sullivan about flying balloons filled not with hot air, but with a lighter-than-air gas which doesn't require heating to produce lift. If you haven't looked into this segment of aviation lately, you might be surprised at what gas balloonists carry for avionics and what the balloons themselves are filled with these days.
We've been out here for several days and just enjoying the incredible colors and sounds and sights and so forth that go with what is obviously dominated by hot air ballooning. But gas ballooning, it's so little is known about it generally. Tell us a little bit about the technology involved in gas ballooning.
I guess the best way to explain the difference is the hot air balloons are filled with hot air supplied by propane through burners, and gas balloons get their lift just from gas, just from the buoyancy of either helium or hydrogen.
Now, is there a general difference in overall construction and technologies involved in these particular machines?
Oh, yeah. The gas balloons are a lot sturdier, a lot heavier built. The baskets are basically the same, but the envelopes are totally different.
What's the general profile of a gas balloon flight versus a hot air balloon flight? Obviously, there's going to be some significant differences based on the capabilities.
Yeah, what we're trying to do in a race like the America's Challenge is achieve distance. So we're looking at flying, you know, as far as we can. The winner's the one who flies the farthest. So that's basically the difference in that if the hot air guys are just flying here in the valley, and after an hour or 2 hour flight, they're finished.
One of the things that was that I noted when I started researching gas ballooning a while ago is the fact that hydrogen's come back. We'd always associated helium, of course, with the general sport, and hydrogen with some negative things from the deep, dark past. What's happening in that area?
I brought hydrogen back to Albuquerque about 10 years ago and started working with all the authorities to get everybody up to speed on how hydrogen is a safe gas and that there hasn't been any fatalities since 1945. I got all the statistics from the Germans, and we supplied the statistics to the fire department in the city, and then I had to sell the Fiesta board that it would work and put it together, and it's been quite successful.
What are the advantages or disadvantages of either platform?
There's really not a lot of difference in the two gases. Hydrogen has a little bit more initial lift, but as the duration goes on, helium becomes a little bit better gas, in my opinion. Now, this is really highly debated amongst the pilots. Helium weighs twice as much as hydrogen, so as you fly through 2 or 3 days of flight, you're outgassing half your volume, which is part of your weight. So they pretty well equal out after two to three days in the air.
Now, in the conventional hot air ballooning, you're controlling what flight control you have over your profile is basically through descent or ascent to a favorable wind. And that, of course, is done with burners. Now, how do you control your vertical profile via gas ballooning?
Basically the same. You set a profile, either you're going to fly low at first or you might take a high profile. But the gas balloons set what's called pressure altitude in the daytime. They will go up and they'll go to an absolute altitude of your volume versus the weight you're carrying at the time. And each day you fly, they climb higher because you're lighter, because you have to drop ballast at night. So this is how you manage to win the race. You got to figure out, do you want speed up top right away, or do you want to go more duration and keep it down lower? So that's the balance of, you know, winning the race is figuring that out.
For the America's Challenge, how describe the overall equipped, ready-to-fly configuration for your vehicle?
Oh, we got a considerable checklist. I mean, avionics, we're flying a Garmin 496, a 195. We're flying a Garmin Pilot 3. We're flying a street Garmin with a complete atlas of North America in it, Mode C transponder, aviation lights, complete oxygen system, emergency lights, night vision, range finders, and lots of other good stuff to make it work.
In a best-case scenario, what kind of flight are you going to have starting tomorrow?
It looks like it's probably going to be a two-day flight. You might be able to get 3 days out of it, three nights. It just depends. This system is really giving the organizers fits. It's sitting off in Arizona, and it's pushing all this moisture up here. It's supposed to be getting drier tomorrow. That's why we're looking at launching. But it just depends. You know, we can't fly in any, you know, bad weather, especially thunderstorms. We can't be around them, so we got to fly in clean air.
What kind of materials are involved in the overall construction of both the envelope, and we notice, of course, wicker gondolas being more popular in the hot air balloon community. Are you doing anything different with your structures and so forth in gas ballooning?
Some pilots do. Some pilots are flying, I'd call it a raft. It's a rubberized material that they fill with a kind of an antifreeze they use for ballast that will float in the water. And, you know, we use the traditional wicker baskets. You know, they absorb a lot of impact, and they're a lot, in my opinion, a lot more safe.
What brings you to gas ballooning? I mean, it's obviously not an inexpensive sport, but then again, what is an aviation? But what brings you to this? What is the challenge? What is the personal attraction for you?
Gosh, I think the adventure and just being able to take off and bust out a big long flight, and there's no better way to see the country, and stars are amazing up there at night. It's absolutely dead quiet. There's no sound. In gas balloon, it's totally silent. So it's pretty amazing machines.
In a moment, what does a flight in a gas balloon cost? You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the ANN special feature. Jim Campbell is talking with master balloonist Mark Sullivan about gas balloons, and the conversation wouldn't be complete without discussing the costs of flying and training.
One of the things that you know, kind of astounding to people when they see these things prepped for flight, you've got a pretty heavy-duty gas bill starting tomorrow. Can you tell me what it's going to roughly cost you to compete over the next few days?
The Fiesta picks up most of the fees for the gas. We pay a small entry fee, and actually for the hydrogen balloons, it's free. For the helium balloons, it's a couple $1,000s. You know, you have your insurance, which is, you know, $500 a flight. And the more you fly, the cheaper it is. If you fly once, it's $1,200 a year or so. But your crew expenses, your chase expenses, some hotel rooms, and it's not as bad as you think. It's reasonable. It's not too much more expensive than flying hot air. Now, we have a sponsorship with the local gas people, and, you know, so when you're buying a whole bunch of it to fill a lot of balloons, it gets a lot cheaper.
Now, comparatively, if you were to have to pay the full bill for hydrogen, how much would that run?
It runs about $1,200. So if you just call them up and say you want to do a flight, and I do them all the time out of this field, they just bring the truck. The plant's about a mile away, and they just bring the truck. It takes about an hour, it balloons up, and it's about $1,200 for gas.
Now, can you use either envelope for helium or hydrogen, or the material specific to the type of gas that you're using?
The balloon I fly can fly either one. It's the German-built Werner balloons that are the ones that are certified to fly hydrogen. Now, they're also U.S. type certified hydrogen and hydrogen certified, where the other, that are basically the home-built balloons, are not certified. They have to fly helium.
How many times a year do you get to fly under such circumstances?
This year has been good for me. I've had four already. This will be my fifth flight this year. So normally in a regular year too, you know, I do a lot of training, so I get a chance to, you know, fly students out of here, and they fly in and do some training flights with me.
Well, it brings up an interesting question. How does somebody get trained for gas ballooning? I've been told in the past, just from the hot air standpoint, that you really want to learn to fly a balloon, you better buy one first, and because there's just very few places where you can train on somebody else's equipment. I would imagine with gas ballooning, that's got to be a pretty exclusive arrangement.
Yeah, the best way to do it, most of the guys that want to do gas are hot air pilots. So in the requirements to take away the lighter than air, the airborne heater restriction, is to just have a couple of flights and you can get that done. And you can come in for $3,500. You can get a training flight and go out and spend 8 hours doing a flight and learn quite a bit. They're not that hard to fly if you already know how to fly hot air. They're actually quite simple.
If you'd like to see Mark Sullivan's balloon and others involved in the America's Challenge Cross Country event, watch the video of this interview, dated February 2nd, in the archives at aero-tv.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.